The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Halloween is just around the corner, so visit BubbleGenius.com and pick up their Bath-O-Lantern Pumpkin Shea Butter Soap. So good, you'll want to eat it. Their jack-o'-lantern soap is colored and scented with real pumpkin, with the added punch of clove essential oil to make it pumpkin pie-y. Shea butter makes it extra luxurious, only $6 at BubbleGenius.com. But if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
How are you, Lenny?
You're looking good, Mike. We're in a real fix here. What do you think I should do?
Lenny, officially, the church will not take any position on the religious implications of these phenomena. Personally, Lenny, I think it's a sign from God. But don't quote me on that.
No, I think that's a smart move, Mike.
Well, I'm not going to call a press conference and tell everyone to start praying.
I'm Winston Zeddemore, Your Honor. Look, I've only been with the company for a couple of weeks, but I gotta tell you, these things are real. Since I joined these men, I have seen shit that'll turn you white.
Well, you could believe Mr. Pecker.
My name is Peck.
Or you could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Enough, I get the point.
Making your day a little brighter is quieting up for us.
Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Wednesday, September 30, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Of course it is.
Hi.
Hey.
We're brought to you by BubbleGenius.com, don't you know? It's the best goddamn soap in the world. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. Or you could just head over to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez or click the link on the podcast page for free legal advice. So if you're being sued by a Twitter troll, go to thebowenlawgroup.com.
Sued by Chuck C. Johnson.
If you need to sue your moving company, like I do, go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez.
Yeah, we know where your property is. It's somewhere back in the old country.
Something missing, you complain, we fix. Oh, my God. So, I guess I should explain.
If you complain, like a black sedan rolls up, the bunch of guys from Central Casting, leather jackets and long stringy hair get out.
They're all carrying hammers. And, the reason we're doing the show on Wednesday instead of Tuesday is because we had every intention of doing the show on Tuesday. The problem was is that, unbeknownst to me, I get a call. There's this Russian guy on my cell phone. We bring your furniture. We're coming now in half hour. I said, what do you think?
Mikhail tells me you have problem.
So it's like, oh my God. So the stuff that I shipped from Hawaii, like basically, you know, like my DVDs and my books and some of my other stuff that I couldn't put on the plane with me, I shipped on a shipping container back. I think it left Hawaii on August 6th and it just arrived on Tuesday, which would have been September 29th. So almost 2 months, almost 8 weeks from the time I shipped it, finally arrived, and it arrives being hauled in a like 18-wheeler semi-tractor trailer by these two Russian guys. One guy is the foreman. He's the guy who called me. And then there's this other guy who I was referring to as the diminutive Russian mobster, or DRM. He was like this little tiny Russian guy wearing black socks and sandals. And this one guy, this little teeny tiny guy, hauled all of my stuff up, you know, a flight of stairs into my apartment by himself. And you'd think, you know, I was hoping that it would go kind of like this as far as the move in process went. It was just, I thought this was going to be basically how smooth it would be. I said, oh, Russians, they made Tetris. They'll be able to stack up my boxes nice and neat, and there won't be any problem. But didn't turn out quite that way. There's just like a bunch of, absolutely mangled boxes. Like, stuff, like, hanging out of them, and it's a miracle that it wasn't just, like, all kinds of missing items. But there was one big missing item from the batch, and that was the one thing that I needed more than anything else because of what I did. Yeah, but yeah, of course, I was missing my dildo. The other thing I was missing was my desk. I need a desk on which to work, on which to put my computer, on which to write, at which to sit throughout every weekend.
I sit on the couch. Everything I do, I sit on the couch. Like, my computer's on my coffee table right now.
So you have a little teeny tiny computer. I've got this gigantic behemoth computer with two, like, big monitors that sit side by side. So, I mean, I need a desk for it.
What are you, like Rick Wakeman?
Exactly. I've got the sequin robe and the long blonde hair. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that it took this one guy, took the diminutive Russian mobster, like, must have been close to 4 hours to haul all my stuff up. You know. And so it got to be like 3 or 4 o'clock, and I was like, you know, there's just no way these guys are going to let me do the show, because as I wrote to Chaz, I said, we're going to have to bump to Wednesday. I can't help it. The Russian guys, they just don't know what they're doing. Plus, they lost my desk. So he goes, you may claim we replace. Like, no, I don't want to replace. I want you to find it. All right, you call, we find. Like, oh, all right. So I'm fully expecting, like, the Russian mafia, as you said, to show up at my door.
Look, Chekhov, bring me my desk.
So that's why we couldn't do the show. The stupid, silly Russians.
Because I have to have my desk.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was just I wouldn't have been able to do the show with the Russians going in and out of the apartment.
Are you kidding me?
Stuff.
That would have been a hell of a lot of fun.
Great. Hey, come on over, Boris. Say hello.
Who are you talking to?
That's so
Chekhov. I use this to get Moose and Squirrel.
So that's my big excuse for why we couldn't do the show on Tuesday. Apologies for that, but here we're making it up for you by doing a show on Wednesday. And plus, we've got extra news to cover, because all day on Tuesday, the Planned Parenthood hearings were going on in the House, in the House of Representatives, where all the flying monkeys and crap flingers on the Republican Party basically made phenomenal asses of themselves. I mean, I don't know how any other Republican who's not those guys on that panel are going, yeah, boy, they really nailed it. Because, oh my God, what a bunch of f**ks. Every single one of them acted like just a phenomenal a-hole to Cecile Richards, who, I mean, I had seen her speak occasionally on MSNBC and everything like that. I had no idea that she was that good. I mean, she was really good in those hearings, especially given
the
circumstances.
Yeah, when you drink the blood of fetuses, it makes you strong.
That's right.
And intelligent.
That's right. She was eating, sucking the brains out of aborted fetuses, just right. Carly Fiorina was saying. So, yeah, so someone put together a supercut of all the times Cecile Richards from Planned Parenthood was interrupted. By these idiots on the House Oversight Committee. I mean, just goddamn these people. Here's a clip of all the times Cecile Richards was interrupted.
So that's the number of service.
Let me ask the question.
Document.
Let me go to the next one.
Will the gentleman yield?
No, I won't.
I don't believe.
And so your example.
That is not exactly true.
You've gone
yes
my
cost. No,
I'm just trying to explain. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I understand.
I didn't say that.
No, that's exactly the last answer you gave.
That question no
was
other
winning
option.
The question, Ms. Richards. The question was.
And again, at that.
But Ms. Richards, that's not what you said.
You know what this is? I mean, that's enough of that, because it's hard to get a sense of what's going on without seeing the visual. But the fact of the matter is that all they were doing was beating up the baby killer. That's exactly what they were trying to do. They wanted to send a message back home that they're readily beating up the baby killer.
Oh, yeah. And you know that's exactly what they thought of her, too. As far as they were concerned, she was the most evil woman on earth.
Yeah.
This is a baby killer.
To be treated with
this is the person behind the infant Holocaust,
only deserving of contempt. This woman. That's how they went into it. Just nothing. Got to bleed contempt all over her.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, and like you said, for the yokels back home.
Yeah, well, exactly, exactly. And anyone else who's watching in, yeah, making
because
sure.
Because the yokels can't see them being respectful.
Yeah. But of course, you know, at the center of all of this was this guy, Jeffrey Chaffetz, this congressman from Utah. Of course, he's from Utah. And he tried to do, like, this big fucking He-Man woman haters dance all over her face. And she was having none of it. It was great. Because, I mean, first of all, he questioned her about her salary. This was like grilling her about her annual salary, as if that's all relevant to fetal tissue donation. And then when they finally arrived at what her salary was, because she couldn't recall it right offhand, and she just recently got a raise. So as soon as they settled on what the actual number was, he goes, yeah, that's what it is, and congratulations. Condescending ass.
Money you make for being a baby killer.
That's right.
And that's, you know, right. Her response should have been, you know what? I would do it for free. I would kill those babies for free.
Just give me a pair of scissors.
Right. In fact, do you have a baby? Do you have a baby, sir? Because if you do, you better keep it away from me. I love it.
I've got these Russian friends. These Russian friends will come over and they'll get you with a hammer. We kill fetus for you. We come over and we fix. We fix pregnancy. We pull it out, we bash it overhead. Oh my God, did you get a dog?
No. Of course I didn't get a dog. I live in an apartment.
Or I'm just thinking,
out there somewhere.
Is it Gizmo learning to bark or something? By the way, Gizmo getting some airtime on the Stephanie Miller show this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Stephanie was saying about how she sees you at SoulCycle all the time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And then Chris said, has he told you any more stories about Gizmo?
And no, but I did show her the scars. I've got all these scratches all over my hand.
Now you are an official. You are an official cat owner.
Oh, trust me, dude. I've been a cat owner for a while now. Karen gives me crap about it.
Yeah.
Because she's like, you know, when I go in to go to bed, I'm like, all right, good night, Gizmo. Pet Gizmo. She's like, well, say something to the other ones. I'm like, f*** you all.
That's awesome. Okay,
one cat is enough.
So Cecile Richards really stuck it to Jeffrey Chaffetz, the man with the smallest penis in Congress. And this was just a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Yeah, but I bet the magic underwear is really nice.
Is he Mormon? Is Jeffrey Chaffetz Mormon?
He's from Utah.
Oh, okay. Of course he is then. Yeah, right. Well, here's the exchange where Jeffrey Chaffetz put this chart up, this graph. And it's this ridiculous chart showing cancer screenings going way down and abortions going way up. And they crisscross and they make a perfect X. Like, the number of cancer screenings have gone down equal to the number of abortions that have gone up. But, of course, the actual numbers on the chart don't actually justify that trajectory of both the up and down slopes on the chart. Of course, there are still three times as many cancer screenings every year than there are abortions performed at Planned Parenthood. And those two things, by the way, are only a small fraction of all of the services that Planned Parenthood provides. I mean, bear in mind. And then so he's going, well, I got all these numbers from your annual report. And, of course, ignoring all of the other numbers that show Planned Parenthood saves all these lives and prevents 350,000 abortions every year through contraceptive services, blah, blah, blah. And Cecile Richards completely smacked this guy down. This is the exchange in the House Planned Parenthood hearings.
None of the dollars that you are discussing are federal dollars. And the Planned Parenthood Federation of America receives almost no federal dollars. I think at this point, only $21,000
so
for a clinical trial network.
It goes to the same organization,
control.
And you just separate all that out.
Highly accountable.
I've gone over time. I need to show this last slide. This one,
you know, they all had, that was the other thing, too. They all excused their interruptions by saying they don't have time. And it was like they all had to take a pee break. It was like they were all doing the pee-pee dance, ready to shoot out the door to piss.
Yeah.
They have plenty of time. They have plenty of time. The president of Planned Parenthood, the enemy, is sitting in their midst, and they don't have the time. They can't be. They're the Republicans. They control the committee. They have all the time in the world. Bullshit. Right. Absolute bullshit. But so now they're really ready to wheel out this PowerPoint slide with this bogus chart.
Don't understand. And in the case of Dana, did she, when she came to Planned Parenthood, did she get a mammogram?
No, she was referred for a mammogram. Absolutely.
And that's part of the challenge, is that you don't do mammograms. So if you...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You don't do mammograms, correct? There's like one or two places that doesn't, but you don't do mammograms.
If you would give me one moment to explain.
Sure.
Planned Parenthood is a women's health center, just like where I go for my breast exams every year. If you need a mammogram, you're referred to a radiological center.
By the way, really good idea, Republicans, to turn mammograms into a political football.
Yeah.
Really smart. Really good way to reach out to even the women who vote for you. Who, by the way, get mammograms. And by the way...
Women don't matter to them.
That's, of course,
they really
not.
Don't.
But, I mean, what's weird is that they still have white married women voting for them.
Yeah.
And this is a great way to scare them away. So, please, by all means, Jeffrey Chaffetz, keep going.
I think that at this point, if you're not scared away by what the Republicans have morphed into, I don't know what else can convince you.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that if you're a Republican right now, at this point, if you haven't wised up to what this party has become and what they now represent in this country, there's probably no hope for you.
Well, there are some people who are slow in the uptake and they don't get the word till after it's too late. And then it's tough to
imagine right now somebody out there going, wow, you know what? The Republicans genuinely hate me and don't want me to be able to control pretty much any part of my life. But, oh, you know what? The mammogram thing, that's a bridge too far.
Well, I mean, the other thing is that any woman who's ever gotten a mammogram knows how the process works. They go to their doctor. They get a breast examination. There's something suspicious. Okay, you need to go get a mammogram. So that you go to a radiological clinic, which might actually be elsewhere. And that's certainly the case with Planned Parenthood. And by the way, defunding Planned Parenthood doesn't go a long way to Planned Parenthood attaining the machinery in order to do their own mammograms.
Yeah.
So if defunding's the goal, don't expect them to be doing mammograms in-house anytime soon.
Right.
Just the stupidity of all of this is astonishing.
Sure, and that's how women actually receive their care. And we provide breast exams to – I can get you the numbers of how many hundreds of thousands of women received breast exams at Planned Parenthood last year. Has nothing to do with – I don't – again,
Here's
you
the
created
problem.
This slide.
Last thing,
I have
I'm
no idea what it is.
Jesus.
Well, it's the reduction over the course of years in pink. That's the reduction in the breast exams. And the red is the increase in the abortions.
Yes. You know, he's illustrating this chart right now. He's describing what's going on in this chart. And it's complete horseshit. And she's about to call.
Maybe it's because women who are in a position where they need to go to Planned Parenthood have been f***ed so hard by the economy and by essentially what the Republicans want this country to be that they can't afford to have a kid.
That's right. And that's the backstory to what's in this chart. Because it does, if you look at the numbers that are on the bogus lines going up and down, that the number of cancer screenings has gone down from like 2 million to 900,000 something. And the number of abortions gone up a little bit, just gone up just very slightly, which is indicative of the fact that the study, the report was issued for the years 2006 to 2013. What happened in those years?
Yeah, I have no doubt that a woman who's working like three goddamn jobs just to make ends meet probably can't afford to have a child.
Exactly. And then in the middle of what was right in the middle of it, the great goddamn recession. And so, of course, you know, more people during a recession are going to end up making decisions about abortions based on finances.
Economics.
Exactly. Economics. And then so fewer people are going to go for cancer screenings because they've got better things to do than get preventative checkups. And so that's just what happens. That's why these numbers look the way they look. And then also, on top of everything, badly exaggerated with that god-awful chart. We're going to take a break and come back with more of this Cecile Richards smackdown of Jeffrey Chaffetz right after this. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon page? It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, Or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like our post-mortem shows, memberships to the After Party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll bring you new shows every weekday. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at bobseska.com. Let's do this thing.
Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to the show today. Thank you.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me.
God, make it stop. I'm so glad they were a one-hit wonder.
The video is priceless, though.
Oh, my God, they suck. This song is horseshit.
This is The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love, and it is one of the funniest videos I've ever seen. It's from what? From like 2009-ish or so? It's a weird effing video, and it's kind of funny. What can I say? Okay, so moving along here with this Cecile Richards clip from the Planned Parenthood hearings yesterday. We're about to get to the part where she finally nails Jeffrey Chaffetz, and I hope his little teeny tiny penis retracted into his body just a little bit more yesterday when this happened.
That's what's going on in your organization.
This is a slide that has never been shown to me before. I'm happy to look at it, but it absolutely does not reflect what's happening at Planned Parenthood.
You're going to deny that if we take those numbers out of your report?
I'm going to deny the slide that you've just shown me that no one has ever provided us before. We've provided you all the information about everything, all the services that Planned Parenthood provides, and it doesn't feel like we're trying to get to the truth here. You just showed me this. I'm happy to look at it.
I pulled those numbers directly out of your corporate reports.
Oh, my lawyer's informing me that the source of this is actually Americans United for Life, which is an anti-abortion group, so I would check your source.
Yeah.
And we will get to the bottom of the truth of that. We'll now recognize Mr.
Yeah,
Cummings
you
for
do that.
Yeah. And she says, right. Just keep talking, little man. That was her reaction to it. So round of applause for Cecile Richards of Planned Parenthood for... I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, you can be the smartest person in the world, the most articulate person in the world, and those guys, they might be idiots, but they know how to lawyer their way, like worm their way into your brain and just squat there and take a big, giant poop right in your head.
Right.
And that's kind of what they do. And that's kind of what they tried to do to Cecile Richards from Planned Parenthood yesterday. And now Jeffrey Chaffetz is like... I mean, he was hoping that, okay, this is going to propel me to the upper echelons of this anti-choice Tea Party crowd, and he just looked like an idiot, even to Republicans. I mean, Republicans were complaining about how ridiculous he looked yesterday. So thank God for that. Meanwhile, there's Carly Fiorina. Carly Fiorina continues to tell this story about this. So she's kind of shifted from it being... within the Center for Medical Progress's bogus Planned Parenthood videos.
To just somewhere.
I saw this video somewhere, right? And so one of her apparatchiks, I forget the... it was this these conservative women who call themselves chicks on the right released this video that she was talking about. And you don't see anything that she describes in the video.
It's a stillborn kid.
It's a stillborn kid. Exactly. It's a video of a stillbirth. A woman giving birth to a premature child that it happens to be dead.
Yeah, which is horrific. Horrific.
Yeah. And though she describes it as being some sort of abortion procedure in which, you know, the baby's still alive and they remove the brain and just do all this horrible stuff. It's like they're really, really into the fetal death porn.
Absolutely.
They wallow in it. Again, I've said this before. It's kind of like the same fascination as they had with... the scourgings, or like the entire Passion of the Christ movie. They were just so wrapped up in the horrific violence of it that they couldn't turn away. And so, people would go back to see that movie over and over and over again because they were just so wrapped up in the...
Well, especially if you're a really hardcore Christian, you're fascinated by suffering.
Yes.
the suffering is very, it's a huge part of being like an evangelical Christian. You have to suffer for Jesus. Jesus suffered. You know, you have to, hardcore Christianity is all about depriving yourself of things and flogging yourself and just, that's why, another reason why I'll never understand it.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine if Jesus had been executed by electric chair? There would be millions of Christians walking around with pendants on their jewelry of a guy sitting in an electric chair.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And he wasn't even killed that quickly. He was tortured to death. And so,
yeah, I mean, and this is the symbol. This is a totally different subject, but this is the symbol of one of the most popular religions in the world, certainly in the United States, that has insinuated itself into every kind of landscape this country has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
This. It's a Roman torture device.
Yes, exactly.
That's the symbol of Christianity, a Roman torture device.
Yes, and arguably the most gruesome form of torture in the history of torture.
Exactly.
I mean, really, go read up on how they used to crucify people.
Oh, yeah, it's horrific.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
But
again, that says everything you need to know about Christianity, is that you always have to remember the torture. That's what's so funny about it. You don't remember, you know, it's not as important to remember the fact that Jesus did all these amazing things. The, you know, the biblical Jesus, if you believe in that sort of thing, did all these amazing things for people.
Yeah.
He preached all of these incredible, you know, this incredible benevolence to your fellow man. That's not what's important. What's important is that he was murdered.
You know, here's a
His
bit of
murder was the most important thing.
Here's a bit of positive PR that will never happen, especially in the Catholic Church. But maybe there's some hope that someone will pay attention and take it to heart. Instead of putting the goddamn Stations of the Cross up inside every church, why don't you put like the Stations of the Good crap that Jesus did before he was crucified?
Because again, it's all about the entire, that's what it's all about. It's all about the suffering.
By the way, you can actually call it the Stations of the Good Stuff that Jesus did before he was crucified. You can make that the actual name. Here, I'm giving that to you. You're welcome.
Trademark that.
But
now let us go through the Stations of the Good Stuff in our Catholic Church. Amen.
I'm an idea man. I come up with the ideas.
So, Bill Blazjowski.
So, not only has everyone else debunked Carly Fiorina's lies, and you've written about this week as far as her strategy behind lying.
Yeah.
But then the news came out today that
she has nothing to lose.
Yeah, of course.
And she knows it. She has the people inside the right wing echo chamber, they don't care anyway. They're not going to believe you know, if you try to debunk her, they're not going to believe it. And everybody else has just come to accept that people lie. I mean, and just lie outright.
Well, that weirdo from the Center for Medical Progress, the people who released those fake Planned Parenthood videos, David Dalyden, said that he was on CNN and said that that it was actually a stillborn baby that Carly Fiorina saw, and it wasn't an abortion.
And she's going to keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Because no one – it's kind of like the Bill Clinton thing for a long time when he was, you know, what I'm just going to keep saying that this didn't happen, this didn't happen, this didn't happen, because no one knows for sure what went on in my bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's – you know, Carly's thinking is probably, you know what? Nobody can tell me what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't tell me what I saw.
Yeah.
You know, prove I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Prove I didn't see it.
But
and
I mean –
that's, again, how many times have we talked about this? That's the conspiracy theory proposition. You know, it's not my job to prove this insane thing that I'm claiming that no one else seems to be able to have any idea about. It's your job to disprove me.
And of course, that's completely irrelevant to them anyway. You know, they're buying into what Carly Fiorina says the same way they bought into the content of the videos.
Somewhere right now, they're like Digital Domain or Weta is working on a video that they've been contracted by Carly Fiorina's people to create, like, you know, this computer generated baby fetus on a table.
Yeah, and they'll get Andy Serkis to do the motion capture.
Exactly.
For the baby.
Andy Serkis plays motion capture. I'm dying.
Oh, please, Precious, don't let me...
Oh, shit. You know what? That's coming right out of the show.
Don't suck my brain out.
Don't suck my brain out in the Gollum voice.
And then the Eagles come at the last second and save him.
Man, that was... You know what I did right there? I just pulled a Joe Biden. I just pulled a Joe Biden.
You got about halfway through that bit and went, oh, this is not a good idea.
No.
Let me think. I think the better of this.
Even call centers, which rushed overseas in the hundreds of thousands. How many times you get the call? I'd like to talk to you about your credit card.
By the way, I have no idea what I'm going to do with that in post-production.
Oh, don't do anything. Come on. It's awesome.
Yes. Yes, I just did. No. Even describing it makes me feel oogie now. Damn it. Okay. Speaking of oogie, after we take a break, we're going to talk about Ted Cruz's latest freak out and just a bunch of random weird noises that Ted Cruz made recently that puts into perspective Howard Dean's noise, his weird, peculiar yelp from 2004.
Yeah.
Got some Ted Cruz noises that actually rival that. Going to take another break. We'll come back with more show right after this.
Greetings all across the fruited plain. It is I, your leader, your messiah, and the world's greatest talk show host, Rush Limbaugh. Folks, if you're like me and so many other Americans who are feeling all butthurt over the Supreme Court's decision to legalize same-sex marriage, I am here today to help with my all-new Rush Limbaugh Butthurt Balm. It's a scientifically developed analgesic salve that's proven to alleviate the pain, swelling, itching, and staining of butthurt in country fresh or cookies and cream scents. Act now and get 20 Butthurt Balm applicators free of charge, because no one wants to get their fingers all sticky and smelly with the acrid, sour stench of butthurt. And if you're like me and you can't quite reach your butthurt, try my Rush Limbaugh Butthurt Balm applicator wand. It extends and bends, allowing you to apply my butthurt balm with the greatest of ease. And if you're also butthurt over the Obamacare decision, try Rush Limbaugh's Maximum Strength Butthurt Balm. I'm wearing Maximum Strength Butthurt Balm today, and Bo Snerdly's wearing the Cookies and Cream Scented Butthurt Balm. Just go to rushlimbaugh.com and click on the radio microphone and enter the promo code A-hole for 10% off your purchase of Rush Limbaugh's Butthurt Balm. Another fine product from EIP, the Excellence in Butthurt Network.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. By the way, the second half of the show today is brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon.com, enter the site using our link. It's just below the logo at BobSeska.com, and we'll get a small commission from everything you buy. It costs you nothing and helps support the show. Thank you. Okay. Ted Cruz had a couple of meltdowns. He had one meltdown when he discovered that, the United States Senate is not going to defund.
Oh, he had a complete meltdown. Oh, my God, what a tantrum he threw.
He really, really did.
He realized that, honestly, nobody's on board this train anymore.
Nope. And today,
dude, you're on this train to oblivion by yourself.
Just before the show, the Senate voted to pass the latest continuing resolution by a vote of, I think it was 78 to 20.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a supermajority margin that they got to pass this continuing resolution without any language that defunds Planned Parenthood, no language that defunds Obamacare, none of it. So now that goes to the House, and the House is going to decide whether or not to attach the defunding of Planned Parenthood to that. If they do, and it happens before midnight, or even if it doesn't, if they don't pass anything before midnight, or if they attach this before midnight, then it's going to get vetoed. Bottom line is, it's like countdown until midnight tonight to see whether or not the government is defunded.
Again.
Again. Right.
Again.
Based on a single issue. So Ted Cruz, when he discovered that the writing was on the wall and there's just no way that they're going to defund Planned Parenthood, at least in the Senate, he just took to the Senate floor and just started whining like a little, no, again, just like another whiny diaper baby, just so butthurt over.
Oh,
no.
He went off.
Yeah.
He's personal attacks.
Oh, exactly. Here's a little bit of Ted Cruz freaking out and just, again, so completely up his own ass. So thoroughly up his own ass.
You want to understand the volcanic frustration with Washington? It's that Republican leadership in both houses will not fight for a single priority that we promised the voters we would fight for when we were campaigning less than a year ago. You know, this past week was a big news week in Washington. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, announced he was going to resign. There was lots of speculation on the media as to why the Speaker of the House resigned.
Because you're f***ing nuts.
Mr. President, I'm going to tell you why he resigned. It's actually a direct manifestation of this disconnect between the voters back home and Republican leadership. Speaker Boehner and Leader McConnell had promised there will be no shutdown, so therefore they will fund every single priority of Barack Obama's. We are right now voting on what's called a clean CR. Now, I will note, it is clean only in the parlance of Washington, because what does it do? It funds 100% of Obamacare, 100% of executive amnesty. It funds all of Planned Parenthood.
It doesn't fund all of Planned Parenthood. Right. Planned Parenthood gets its funding from a variety of sources in addition to the federal government. So that was a big lie. In addition to all the obvious sappy, soapy butthurt that he's going through.
Iranian nuclear deal. It is essentially a blank check to Barack Obama.
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You're not
that's
supposed
not very
to hold the country hostage, you f***ing jackass.
Exactly. For some reason, this first termer, this guy's in his first term. He acts as if he's been in the Senate for years. It's his first term. It's suddenly like commandeering the bus and taking over. What he wants to do is he wants to govern based on the whimsy of, let's say at most, I need to look at the numbers of his margin of victory when he was elected. Ted Cruz got 4 million to his opponent's 3 million. So 4 million votes, a total of 7 million people in Texas cast their vote. Right. And he got 4 million of them. You know, again, he wants to govern the entire country based on what's a very, very small fraction.
Again,
like basically
1%. I'm sorry, it still stands. You're talking about 7 million out of 300 million.
That's right. Look up the Texas population. See how many people are in Texas. Texas got 26 million people. Almost 27 million. So, you know, 25% voter turnout. And
it's
just
awesome
about,
when you think about it. Texas, the biggest state. Biggest state in the contiguous 48.
Uh-huh.
27 million people. New York City has like 9 million.
Yeah, exactly.
One city has 9 million people. The entire state of Texas is 27 million.
Yep, yep. Total votes, 7.8 million votes. So, I mean, this is all to say that the people back home don't know what the F they're talking about. By the way, you might be old enough to remember 2004 when Howard Dean got basically run out on a rail out of the election because he made a weird honking noise or whatever he did. He went, yeah! And that was it. That was the end of his campaign just because he went, yeah! And that that's what passed.
Well, I want that as my ringtone, by the way.
That was like,
doing that.
That was the threshold for whether or not you could be a serious candidate in 2004. Yeah. Here's Ted Cruz making several noises along those lines.
Bow! Powerful, horrible, today! Obamacare, hates law, strangles, unleashed, booming, Reagan.
the last one, that was it.
Reagan!
That's what put me over the edge. Newman. Reagan.
Howard Dean says, yeah! One time, and Ted Cruz can say this and still stay in the presidential race.
Bow! Powerful, horrible, today! Obamacare, hates law, strangles, unleashed, booming, Reagan.
All right.
Reagan.
We're going to take one last break and wrap up the show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Wow! Powerful! powerful, horrible today. Obamacare, hates law, strangled, unleashed, booming Reagan.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go.
Reagan! Will be the name of the show today. Oh, Ted Cruz, you son of a bitch. You magnificent bastard. Hey, did you see Trevor Noah on The Daily Show?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
You know what? I'm not going to evaluate it right off the bat.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, the lead up to it, like originally when he was first announced, I was like, oh, I'll definitely give him a chance, give him a chance.
Yeah.
And the more the lead up came and you got the more the lead up to the show was happening and you kind of got an idea that he kept saying that he was going to make it more millennial, more multicultural, that kind of thing. That terrified the piss out of me.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to give like, oh my God, I hate it or I love it. But it's not bad. I mean, what I've seen so far.
No, I mean, that's my reaction was to be surprised. I mean, I actually saw the opening segment next day. I didn't watch it when it was happening, but I saw it online and I was like, you know, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I mean,
I was actually
he's not
impressed.
Stewart.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. We need Stewart.
Yeah, yeah.
We need that desperately. I mean, we need that kind of outrage.
Well, the difference is that Jon Stewart, we've talked about this before, but just one more perspective on this. Jon Stewart was just a powerhouse. There was, yeah. I mean, he was an iron trap. Nothing escaped the gravitational pull of Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
And I still wonder, the jury is still out as to whether or not Trevor Noah can be that iron trap when it comes to...
I don't think... I'm not sure if he can. And, yeah. And I think that iron trap is invaluable.
Exactly.
I think it's invaluable to our culture, especially right now as things keep going downhill in terms of our politics.
Yep.
And in terms of, you know, our partisanship and basically the Republican Party, what the Republican Party is now.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I was most worried about, I think, is, again, in the lead up, I saw an interview, and I know a lot of people saw this and a lot of people were concerned about it, where he said that he wasn't going to concentrate as much on Fox News. He was going to turn his attention more to BuzzFeed and, you know, Twitter and that kind of thing, which is to some extent is fine.
Yeah.
But BuzzFeed and Twitter are not the problem in our culture.
No,
they're not the problem. Politically, they're not the problem. Fox News is a problem. Fox News and talk radio in our culture is a major, major thing.
Yeah.
And if any pressure at all lets up on them, that's neglectful and does serious damage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of disturbing that we're missing that element now, especially given where we are. I mean, we need, again, as I've said before, we need that character. We need Jon Stewart standing at the gates of the idiocracy, waving us away as we all march through the doors. And, you know, there's no one really there to do it now. There really isn't. I mean, even Colbert has gone soft on the political side. I mean, he's done some good takedowns, but he's playing it more mainstream, of course, because he has to. You know, he's on network television now. But, you know, he's doing a little bit, but not what he used to do, certainly, and in the absence of Jon Stewart. I think there's a gap there. And I hope Trevor Noah can fill it. It was promising on his debut effort. I heard his subsequent show, maybe it was the Tuesday night show, was kind of weak.
Yeah.
Or kind of off balance, I should say. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know for sure. But, you know, I really hope that he has a sort of
instead of the sort of avuncular I don't know, avuncular kind of outrage thing that Stewart, you know, kind of put upon thing that Stewart did.
Yeah.
And did very, very well. Noah has a sort of like impish thing going.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, that's his personality. His personality is sort of like, you know, the sort of like, you know, smirking practical joker, which could be great. It could be awesome when put to use well, but I don't think it has – God, I never thought – you know, it's funny to think that this is a word that's important when you're talking about a comedy show. He does not have the gravitas that Stewart has.
Yeah,
but to that – but, you know, credit where credit is due. Look, honestly, Stewart didn't have it for a long time either.
Yeah, but
it
I mean –
it took Stewart a while to get there.
That's true.
Stewart, it took Jon Stewart being broken in by the culture around him to where he just finally reached the point where he's like, you know, this is – f***ing insane, and I've got to do something about it.
Yeah, it was 2004. It's the 2004 election where John Stewart had been on the air at that point, like, what, 6 years? Five, 6 years?
Somewhere.
And so it took him that long to gather that voice, you know, and make his name in politics as a go-to entity to rely upon as far as, you know, basically deconstructing what was going on and then putting it all back together for you.
Right.
And again, it took a while to do, and I don't, I hope Trevor Noah actually sinks into that same routine, where eventually, maybe 5 years from now, he finally becomes that touchstone for that we all kind of relied on to really nail it every night.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, and again, this is something that just may change with time, but I'm not a big fan of the I don't know what's going on thing.
Yeah,
you know that's his shtick. His shtick is you know unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Yeah, I'm from South Africa. What are your strange ways?
Right, exactly. You know, I don't understand any of this. I don't know. I mean, it could be really, really clever if it's sort of like after a while he becomes immersed and realizes just how insane things are here.
You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see Shep Smith get his own like half hour show.
That would be fun.
Off Fox News Channel, where he can kind of just do his own thing. Because he could be that character. He's got the gravitas, and he's got the ability to be spontaneous with that point of view.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about Shepard Smith fumbling when he goes off prompter.
Right. No, that's something you'll never have to worry about.
I don't know if you heard Shepard Smith's announcement when Facebook went down on Monday.
Yeah, I was crying.
Here's Shepard Smith
talking about
Facebook going down.
Into Fox News, Facebook's down. Yeah, that's supposed to be Facebook there. Facebook's not working. So if you're all narcissistic and want to share every bit of your life with the rest of the world, they don't care anyway. And a few minutes off Facebook will not kill you. That said, Facebook is down. Please panic and tweet about it. Maybe you could start an Instagram story, because those things are working, thankfully. But Facebook is not working. Not right now. Facebook, not working. Be very afraid.
Yeah, that's great. That's just great.
Awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah, Shep rules.
And then, of course, this was Ted Cruz's reaction.
Wow! Powerful, horrible, today! Obamacare, hates law, strangles, unleashed, booming, Reagan.
I'm going to remember that. Like, that's going to be in my head all night.
Strangle!
Reagan.
Reagan's my favorite puppet. The second favorite is Strangle.
Wow! Powerful, horrible, today! Obamacare, hates law, strangles, unleashed, booming, Reagan!
All right. So,
missing is Benghazi. God, Benghazi. I wish he said Benghazi.
Oh, God, that would have been great. Okay, so moving along here. One of my favorite bloggers in the world is, I don't know if you're familiar with T-Bog. T-Bog
yes,
used to be.
Yeah, absolutely. He's great.
T-Bog writes for Raw Story, and he wrote a post today called The 13 Most Punchable Faces in America. That's right. And, of course, he nailed it. Nailed it. Number 13, of course, is Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz definitely deserves it.
Wow,
I'm going
to put him much higher.
Yeah.
Wow! Powerful, horrible, today! Obamacare, hates law, strangles, unleashed, booming, Reagan!
That was Ted Cruz's reaction to T-Bog's post today. Number 12 is Bill Kristol.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty effing perfect.
He always looks like he's like the Cheshire Cat on Ludes.
Yeah. And they've all just
got
these
smug, satisfied smile.
Smug and doughy, where you just know that it's going to be so satisfying. It's like, you know, being in like a batting cage, and you hit the ball, and it hits that sweet spot on the bat where it just, bing, and just feels great. You just know that if you sink your fist into one of these guys' face, it's just going to it's going to be soft and cushiony until you feel the bones break underneath. It'll just be so perfectly satisfying as far as the punch.
I see you've given this some thought.
Yeah, I have.
I have too.
And then, of course, number 11, Mark Halperin.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the picture that T-Bog chose for the Mark Halperin entry is just utterly punchable. It's the Mark Halperin crooked smirk.
Yeah.
Like, you know the emoji you do with the colon and then the forward slash?
Yeah.
That's what Mark Halperin looks like all the time. That's Mark Halperin. So number 10
he is a smug little
He's really, and you know what? He's always wrong. He's perpetually wrong and terrible.
Yeah. Well, Bill Kristol too.
Yeah. Well, Bill Kristol's always, definitely always wrong. I guess number 10 is Martin Shkreli, who's maybe a new entry
definitely.
To the. Yeah. Totally punchy. Yes. Maybe the one that I don't know exactly why he's on the list. The one I disagree with is Eric Cantor. Up next on the list. I don't know. I've never had the urge to punch Eric Cantor.
I would have put Cruz much higher, certainly over Cantor.
Yeah. After Cantor, because it seems like if I were to punch Eric Cantor, it would be like punching a glass vase or something. Like shards of his bones would stick into my hand.
He's Glass Joe. He's Glass Joe from the old Mike Tyson punch-out game.
Exactly. Right, like you're going to get shards of skull like lodged in your knuckles. You don't want that. You want to get a clean punch in that doesn't bruise or break the skin. I just think punching Eric Cantor, you'd end up getting teeth and jawbone and stuff lodged in your fingers. It's bad. Messy. Have to go to the hospital for that. Next up, of course, is who I would put at number one, but I'm not going to quibble with T-Bog here, Jesse Waters.
Oh, yeah. I would happily do that. Happily.
Jesse Waters, yeah. Someone started actually started a GoFundMe to punch this guy. I think his name is Joshua Fowerstein. He's a Facebook evangelist, like a Christian evangelist Facebook.
Yeah, he's a raging prick.
Yeah, someone started a GoFundMe to punch that guy. It's like just stole our idea to do it. We're going to do that to Jesse Waters. Do a GoFundMe to go punch Jesse Waters. Someone's already done it with Joshua Fowerstein. All right, next up is Walter Palmer, who's that dentist who shot the lion. Next up is Jason Chaffetz. Good timing, Jason Chaffetz joining the list of having punch me faces. I don't know who this is. Do you know who Roosh V is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Professional
ski. Yeah, that's the guy from Return of the Kings. Or whatever the hell it is. Yeah, he's a pickup artist guy. He's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, he's... T-Bog describes him as being a professional skeeve. Shower drain.
Yeah, no, he genuinely, no bullshit, he genuinely needs to have the crap beaten out of him. I mean that sincerely, sincerely.
I'm unaware of who he is. I guess, so I'll just read on here. He's a professional skeeve, shower drain, clump of pubic hair, woman hater, pickup artist. He's got his face is described.
He was the guy, let me see if I can jog your memory a little bit. He was the guy after Elliot Rodgers' rampage, mm-hmm. who I actually wrote about him because I wrote about him in the worst media responses to the Elliot Rodger, you know, the Isla Vista thing.
Yeah.
He's the guy who wrote this piece that said that, you know, the reason that Elliot Rodger went on this rampage is because he's a beta male and he wasn't given the sex that he needs. And, you know, it's more proof than ever that, you know, men, when men need sex, you have to give it to them. Otherwise, they'll go crazy and shoot up a fucking school.
Ugh, Jesus. Nice.
Yeah, he's a fucking douche.
Yeah. Next up is Todd Starnes, Christian hysteric, racist, homophobe, God-bothering Fox reporter. An old school, bred to the bone, southern racist. Starnes is Fox's go-to guy for white evangelicals who believe they are most persecuted people who have ever walked the green fields of earth, which is only 6,000 years old, by the way. And if you don't believe that, you're a bigot and an atheist and probably a lesbian who practices witchcraft and buys dead babies by the pound from Planned Parenthood. Next up is Jaden Smith.
Oh, f*** yeah. That'd be fun.
And let's see. Rounding out the list... Joe Scarborough.
Yeah, basically, you could punch everybody on Morning Joe. You could just, like, you know, like pull a Mo, where you just stand there and slap, like, everybody at once.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Joe Scarborough, the only problem with Joe Scarborough is he's got these little teeny tiny glasses that he wears. He's got this gigantic head, and he wears little, like, Mr. Potato Head glasses that barely fit his face. So I think what had happened is you punched Joe Scarborough and you get shards of the glasses in your hand. So I don't know if I'd want to necessarily... I'd go right for Jesse Waters. You go for Jesse Waters. You go for Bill Kristol. Definitely Ted Cruz. Especially when Ted Cruz is doing that...
I'm reading this now, and I absolutely love his description of the face of Jesse Waters. Celebratory frat bro who just escaped a rape conviction on a technicality. That's what his face says.
Occupation, occupation: O'Reilly coat holder, stalker, insufferable prick, racist Fox News producer. Yeah, that's about right.
I like that Scott Disick is on the list, too, because he's a prick. The snotty look of born on third base white privilege.
Yeah. The other thing is that someone on Mediaite, some reporter from Mediaite, described Jesse Waters as resident handsome guy.
Wait, what?
Someone described Jesse Waters, did a write-up on Jesse Waters saying something, I guess it was on Fox at the Five, but described him as Fox News field reporter and resident handsome guy.
Unless they're being sarcastic, I don't understand that.
That's obviously
a person with very severe mental issues.
Exactly. Well, this was Ted Cruz's reaction when he heard that Jesse Waters was a handsome guy.
Wow! Powerful, horrible, today! Obamacare, hate law, strangles, unleashed, booming, Reagan!
All right, the post-mortem show is coming up next. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you can hear the all the stuff we didn't get to on the rest of the show. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, what the hell are you waiting for? Go to patreon.com/Bob and Chez or click the Patreon link just below the logo at bobsesco.com. Sign up. Please do it.
I need the money.
Right. So do I. $5 level, you get the post-mortem show. $10 level, you get the post-mortem show and the after party. $15 level, you get all of that plus the commercial-free, not-safe-for-work version of the show you just listened to. To bargain at twice the price, we pass the savings along to you. Go now. We'll see you on Thursday on the show. Bye-bye.